Welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. This is episode 22 for Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. Yeah, I like the way that kind of works together there. Episode 22 in 2022, talking about the midterms in 2022. What do you think of that, Steve, huh?
I won't say what I was going to say, but...
Okay, all right.
Okay. No, it's... All right. We are living in the most interesting times.
All right, this show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot who you just heard from, and that is Stephen Roberts. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Yes, I say that every single week. One of these days, everybody will actually believe it, because nothing could be further from a lie. Nothing. So, although I say that weekly, and I know it's not a great way to introduce a show, it is reality and it is blatant. That's the reason for Eagle's Eye Report. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio. And what I would like to talk to you all about real quick here is supporting these platforms. I know that Annie... struggles at times to keep getting the best information out to all of you. I'm not so familiar with the other two platforms, but I can't imagine that they're doing much better. Today, what I'd like to tell you is what I tell you every single week, and it's something you ought to take to heart. I know that there are a lot of you out there that occasionally will throw some money into the bucket to try and help Annie and these other two forums out to make sure that they can stay on the air. The problem with that is that if you do this every once in a while, and we're not saying that's a problem, it's not. If you do it every once in a while, then they don't know when they can count on it. They don't know if they can count on it. Thus, for them, providing new services, increased services, better services is just something that's extremely hard to do. Will I have enough income next month to pay for this? So if you're, say, donating $50 three or four times a year, what may work out a whole lot better for these entities, these three platforms, is if you go in and you check the box that says make this a reoccurring donation and you donate $10 every single month. In the end, it all comes out to the same amount, but what it does is it gives them the ability to plan their future. It gives them the ability to be more professional, to give you better services, to give you increased services, to give you better delivery of the media that they know you need to hear. So stop and think about that the next time you get ready to do a donation, okay? Figure out what you give over the average of a year, add a couple of bucks to that, and when you go in, divide that by 12 or divide that by 10 or whatever you wish to do and hit to make this a monthly reoccurring donation. And by doing that, you're helping these platforms tremendously because now they can facilitate a budget. And once they can do that, once they know they're going to have a $500 a month coming in or $600 a month coming in or even $1,000 a month coming in, they can use that to build and promote a forum that we all know is valuable or you wouldn't be listening. Okay, that is something that I believe is germane. That is something I believe everybody should consider. And I would also like to tell you that the this show is sponsored by TLV Talk, which is a social media platform, one of the newest platforms, actually the newest platform in the TLV project. And it is a social media platform that allows you to say what you know needs to be said, because nowadays that's just not as easy as saying it. It really isn't. Saying exactly what you feel on a platform such as Twitter or a platform such as Facebook doesn't work anymore. Not unless you feel what they allow you to feel. Stop and think about what I just said. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. How do I know that? Well, the entire TLB project has been kicked off of Twitter, not because we ever lied. We didn't. We were always willing to back up anything we said, but because we ran against the grain of what they wanted you to hear. And for that, after 10 years of publishing on Twitter, I woke up one day and went to put something on Twitter, only to see that the Liberty Beacon Project's account had been permanently suspended. So, I also am witnessing the absolute destruction of the Liberty Beacon Project on Facebook right now. Rather than talking about all of the forums on Facebook, let's just talk about mine. I had 9,000 people on there. I had 4,000 followers and 5,000 friends. Over the course of the last couple of days, I am losing on average of 100 friends every single day. Nobody's sending me a message. Nobody's talking like they're upset. Nobody's pushing back. Nothing. They're just disappearing. And the thing of it is, if I put 20 new friends in, because I have a lot of people that I couldn't accept their friendship simply because I had the limit of 5,000. So once they drop me by 50, if I go in and put 50 people in, I go back in 2 hours later, I'm down 50 again. The exact same number as I just put in. So I am losing on average of 100 to 150, as many as 100 to 150 friends or followers on a daily basis. And there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing. Because the Liberty Beacon Project is not welcome on Facebook. Why? Because we do not stand in line. We do not salute every time Facebook walks by. We do not recognize them as being the undisputed source of all news. We don't, because we know for a fact they're not. And we know for a fact that if you want misinformation or disinformation, what they're accusing us of, to the point where we're being shadow banned and now we're literally being, I don't know, starved to death. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. As far as membership goes, anyway, I don't want to take up the whole show doing this. What I am telling you is that there are very few mainstream media platforms today well, you're allowed to say what you feel, what you know to be true. You're not allowed to challenge the status quo. You do it to your own detriment. We have over 100,000 followers. Very easy. It's probably well over 150,000 on Facebook. They are evaporating right in front of our eyes. Not a joke. So TLB Talk is there to give you a place where you can go and talk, where you can go and both learn and teach. And this is exactly what we would like you to do. So TLBtalk.com is the sponsor of the show. The links will be in the article that's published every single Thursday, the day after this show is recorded, on the LibertyBeacon.com and many other platforms. But it starts out on TLB. Well, actually, the Liberty Beacon. That's our flagship site. So go there. Look at the article, go to TLB Talk, there's links for that everywhere, and see what you can do to help others to understand the things that you understand that they're not allowed to understand. And with that, Stephen, you think we ought to jump into a show here?
Well, certainly.
Certainly.
I did just want to say that I've been dealing with a abscess on the bottom of my foot for the last couple of weeks here. I'm type 2 diabetic, and I got to get that taken care of.
Well, I think you should, and I'm right there with you because I've been dealing with an abscess in our government for at least the last 2 decades.
Well, I've been seeing a foot doctor, and now I've seen my endocrinologist today, and she's going to send me to a wound care specialist. So,
oh, okay. Well, all of our best wishes go out to you and getting that taken care of as quickly as possible. All right. Today we're going to talk about, as I have already stated, the election. We're going to talk about the 2022 elections. Again, the title of the show today is very simple, Midterms 2022. It doesn't get much more simple than that, and I pretty much picked that title simply because it's simple. Simply because it's simple. Everything seems to be like slamming together today in a good process. So let's go over this, all right? Midterm 2022 in about 6 weeks, plus or minus a couple of days. Are Americans' elections still fair? Can we look at past elections and get some sort of an idea of what to expect from this one? Are liberals setting the stage at this point in time for corruption and cheating on the same level we saw in 2020? And I don't care who you are out there. If you rolled your eyes into the back of your head because I said election fraud in 2020, you're a moron. That is absolutely 100% provable. And there have already been cases won in several states across the country. The reason why it hasn't been overturned, the reason why you haven't seen more, is because most of these judges, most of these litigators, most of these individuals that are, would press these cases have been threatened to shut up or else. It doesn't work to live in the land of or else. It doesn't. So, again, are liberals setting the stage for corruption and cheating at a level we're almost getting used to? Are liberals desperate because of who's sitting in the White House and all of the great things they've managed to do for we the people over the last 2 years? Well, not even 2 years, but we're rounding up here. What emergencies will they facilitate to maintain and increase power up to and including halting the elections indefinitely? And for all of you going, well, what the heck is he talking about? The president has the capability of declaring a national emergency in which he can stop the elections until he determines, and I'm going to tell you why I said he determines, until he determines the emergency to be over, at which point in time elections can be scheduled again. Why did Roger say until he determines? Well, he's the president. He has the right to declare a national emergency. He has the power to put the elections on hold indefinitely until the end of that emergency. But if you cannot have an election, who owns Congress right now? Who owns the White House right now? Who owns the deep state? So if the president steps up between now and election day and says we have a national emergency of such stature that I am going to determine today via executive order that we shut down postpone the elections until the end of this emergency. Who's going to override him? Who? Where are you going to get the huge majority you would need to override a sitting president who has declared an emergency? It isn't going to happen. There aren't enough Republicans or conservatives in Congress to do it. So what we're looking at today are Democrats that are literally, and liberals that are literally freaking out. Why? We have a president who started his term with a 72% approval rating. Today, this very day, it's at 38%, which is 36%, which I believe is actually 2% better than his low point, which was 34%. That is abysmal. That is far beyond what any president in modern history has seen in the first 2 years of his first term. When a president is elected, they usually have the whole country behind him wishing for his success. And to have an approval rating that is so low, even having about 50%, and in some cases, depending on the questions asked, less than 50% of your own party backing you. So would you imagine that the Democrats are panicking? Would you imagine the Democrats running in states across the country, blue states, where a president stepping up to speak for you, or a president coming to your rallies in your state and speaking for you, was something you wanted very badly? You really did. Today, it's not happening. How many of these has Joe Bob been to? How many? And how many of them might he have gone to if the Democrats hadn't made known in some sly fashion that they really didn't want him there? But yet, are they willing to give up power? No, they're not. They're not. What is the huge impetus behind the push against conservatives? What are we seeing at a level we have never seen in this country before? What are we seeing? We're seeing a president of the United States step up to the bully pulpit, literally, with a huge blood red backdrop that looks straight out of Nazi Germany. And he pounds his fist and waves his hands in the air and tells the entire country that 50%, and I would tell you it's actually more than 50%, but that goes to election fraud, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later. He waves his arms in the air with his Nazi backdrop and screams to the people that half of the voting public of this country are enemies of the state. And if you believe in Make America Great Again, you're seditious. Wait a minute. Don't we have an economy that's failing miserably? Don't we have a school system that's collapsing? Don't we have fuel issues in this country that are literally dropping through the floor? Oh, by the way, gas prices just surged again, and the Democrats are panicking. Don't we have an upcoming food shortage that is going to wreak havoc on this nation? Don't we have all of these things going on right now? Don't we? We have a president that stands up in front of the entire nation and tells the entire nation that half of the nation are enemies of the state. I'm 68 years old. I've never heard that from a president before, ever. How about you, Steve? When's the last time you heard a president call half of the country enemies of the state?
I don't think I've ever heard any president say anyone was an enemy of the state except for Russia or China or something. I don't know.
Yes. No, I agree. So what we're looking at right now is not only a president who stands up to divide, but stands up to demonize. Okay, how bad is this going to get? Well, again, let's throw a couple of logs into the fire. You have, and this has been talked about on several shows here, we'll go into a couple of other things, but we're running through a synopsis here. You have an ex-president of the United States, number 45, Trump, whose house was raided, okay? His wife's panty drawer was raided. His teenage son's sock drawer was raided. They had the ability to go in and take anything and everything they wanted, which is totally unconstitutional. And they have yet to put any serious charges in writing, in fact by facts, on this president. But yet they have managed to tell the whole world that this guy is evil and seditious, and that's why they had to do that. But they got no proof. They've got no facts. As a matter of fact, they're actually losing ground on this. But the theatrics were done. Just prior to that, Trump, when they knocked on the door, offered him everything they wanted, and they walked away with everything they wanted. 6 months before that, they knocked on the door, everything they wanted, they got, and they walked away with everything they wanted. This time, instead of knocking on the door and saying, well, the last time we were here, we noticed you might have had this, so can we have it? No! They came with by land, sea, and air. Roger doesn't exaggerate. There were boats and divers in the water. There were helicopters in the air. And there were more ground forces there. You would have swear to God they were storming a castle. All they had to do was knock on the door. But yet, Hunter Biden, the president's son, has committed more gross violations of the law that are absolutely proven, including watching him smoking crack, which his own father stood up in front of Congress and said, see this? He held up a quarter. He says, see this? Anybody who has this much crack in their possession needs to go to prison for 5 years. Case closed. Why isn't Hunter Biden in prison? Oh, that's right. That's his father, and his father's the president now. Or Hillary Clinton. Who not only could they prove she's not the president, she can't automatically declassify like Trump could. They could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that she had confidential all the way up to and past top secret. Top secret, TSI. Which I had that clearance. I know what it is. Remember, I worked for the military industrial complex. I facilitated DOD contracts. And when she was told by Congress that that stuff needed to be turned over to Congress so that they could see what it was and exactly how much damage it might have done, because they knew that foreign powers had breached her server. They knew that. What happened? All of the proof was destroyed with hammers and bleach pen. Hillary's not in jail. Hunter's not in jail. Joe Biden's not in jail. They're sure as to hell trying to put Trump in jail. Why? We need to do everything we can prior to this election to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the man who supposedly leads the conservative party is the most evil and seditious person in America. So that anybody he backs or anybody he tells people to vote for will now say, oh, I'm not going to do that. That's an evil man. Anybody here who thinks I'm kidding, you're a moron. There's no other reason to do this. There is no other reason to do this, and it never had to be done the way it was done. That's absolutely provable beyond a shadow of doubt. But when you're playing theatrics, it's not a matter of whether it had to be done. It's a matter of what do we gain from doing it. Congress the other day voted, we're not going to worry about Hunter Biden or any of the legal issues. They literally voted it down. Shut up. We're not going to worry about it. But yet we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are illegalities all the way up to and including sedition. But they're not going to look at it. Just shut up, Republicans. You don't have the votes. We're not going to talk about it. How many of you honestly believe that all of this isn't damage control for the guy sitting in the White House? Damage control up to and including the point of intimidation, not just for the Bidens or the Trumps. Intimidation for you and I. How many other people have been threatened, literally threatened, to be thrown in jail or have their children taken away from them because they went to a school board meeting? Don't you think that has something to do with controlling the masses? If I am so threatened by the government that I will sit at home and shut my mouth, the last thing I'm going to do is rock the boat. I have been threatened. I have been threatened. I cannot go to school meetings. I cannot complain if my son comes home and says, my 8-year-old boy, and says he wants to be a girl, and the operations start next week, or the drugs they have to take to take care of their hormones start next week, or my 14-year-old girl needs to go in and have mastectomies and start drugs and operations next week, and you better shut up. When has that ever happened in America? When? Joe Biden stands up and tells the entire world that we're doing great. Inflation only went up by an inch last month. But that inch was from 8.3% inflation to 8.1% inflation, which is the highest level of inflation the country has seen in over 40 years. And it's a big lie because it's actually about 15% inflation, but they changed the way they compute it so it doesn't look as bad. All of this comes into play when you're talking about elections. We must minimize the damage that the Blues, that the Democrats, that the liberals have done to this country over the last 2 years. If they even have a slim chance of holding on to the Senate, never mind the House, because I don't think there's any way in hell they can hold on to the House, but they're going to try. If you are a senator and you're running for re-election and you're red, everything is being done to dig up every bad thing you've possibly have ever done in your entire life, and it is blasted into the face of everybody in your constituency. If you are a congressman, same thing. How many Democrat congressmen or senators are you seeing the same scenario play out on? Well, probably not a whole hell of a lot, but why would you say that? Because of the media. The media is bought and paid for. The media is part of what we call the deep state. The media is part of the functionality in this country that works for the deep state. Literally works for the deep state, and the deep state owns the Democratic Party. Why do I say that? Why would you see so much treason? And that's exactly what it is when this is all being done intentionally. None of this is an accident. These people are not so stupid that they're doing all of these bad things and going, oh God, we made a mistake. Anybody who believes that is stupider than what you think they are. Everything they're accomplishing is exactly what they wanted to accomplish. And now what they need to do is they need to mitigate the ramifications. What are the ramifications? Them losing big time in the midterms. So why am I saying everything they've done is exactly what they intended to do? How many weeks has Roger brought this up, and he's going to bring it up again? You cannot have global governance until every major economy on the planet and every major political force on the planet is brought to its knees. Look around you. It's not just the United States. The European Council has already discussed the fact that they're into economic woes like they have never seen. We're talking about Europe's economy collapsing. We're talking about Australia's economy collapsing. I could go on and on and on and on. Anybody who thinks that this is a mistake, you're a moron. It's not.
Hey, Roger?
Yes.
I've heard the other day that, just recently here, China has bought 7,500 tons of gold.
Oh, I have no problems believing that at all.
Yeah. And there was another country, I don't remember, I don't recall which one it was, they bought 2,500 tons.
And I don't believe that. I mean, I don't doubt that either. And what most people also don't know is that all of the gold that was supposed to back the American currency, especially when gold was what backed the American currency, ever stop to wonder why you can't get into Fort Knox?
Yeah.
Are you ready ever for stop to wonder why you can't actually see the mountains of gold that are supposed to be there?
Are you ready for the break?
Not really, but yeah. Let's go.
All right, we'll be back in a minute, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, so do me a favor. Give it a shot. Give it a chance. Go and talk. Talk about the things that you hear me talking about. And every once in a while, if Steve's lucky enough, he can jump in and say something about. Talk about these things, but don't talk about them on Facebook. Don't talk about on Facebook the fact that there's researchers stepping up to say that well over 20 million, and that number they're saying is extremely lowballed. Well over 20 million. I'm going to tell you it's probably closer to 50 million, but the experts are saying well over 20 million people globally have already died from the COVID-19 vaccines, and 1.5 to 2. Listen to what I'm about to say. 1.5 to 2 billion have been damaged, maybe even for life, by these vaccines. But watch out. We're getting to flu season. And they're going to tell you what you got to take again. And this vaccine, the new booster that they're going to tell you, I'm going to mandate it, I guarantee it. They told them it didn't have to be tested on human beings. So they tested it on 8 mice. That's it. They reformulated the booster, which is based on the most dangerous pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity in the history of humanity. And they told them human testing is not required, tested on 8 monkeys. So I'm not going to stream off on that. Next week, we're going back to vaccines again because it's actually at a point where it needs to be discussed again. Again, my 2 points, you can't have global governments until you collapse the global economy and you bump off a big chunk of the population to a more controllable or manageable number. So let's get back to election 2022. There's a poll saying that the Democrats have slipped from a 7-point lead, which they initially had when Joe Bob was elected, to a 3-point deficit heading into the congressional and elections. And we're just talking about Congress now. I mean, you know, the House of Reps at this point. U.S. voters' concerns over issues such as inflation and crime appear to be giving Republicans an edge over Democrats heading into the midterms. We all know this. The congressional elections, and this is a new poll that was just revealed, but this is a Mammoth University poll, and it's biased. I can tell you right now, because I've done massive research on polls, don't trust polls. Polls lie. When they tell you they're telling the truth, they're lying about telling you they're telling the truth. That's a lie. They are always swayed in the direction of those they wish you to vote for, or to mitigate how bad things may actually be. If we're being told that the Democrats have gone from a 7-point advantage to a 3-point deficit, I'm going to tell you it's a 5 to 7-point deficit. And it may, in fact, even be worse than that. 47% of Americans prefer that Republicans regain control of Congress compared to 44% who want Democrats to remain in charge. These results were done in September and marked a major shift in just 1 month, where Democrats, a little over a month ago, held a 50 to 43 lead over Republicans. Again, I just told you a 50 to 43 lead Democrats held over Republicans. In what country, on what planet a month ago were Democrats more popular in this country than Republicans. The entire setup there was for me to show you don't trust the damn polls. When your livelihood has been destroyed, when your ability to support your family has been destroyed, when your ability to be in charge of your children's lives have been destroyed, when your ability to drive your car more than 100 miles because you can't afford the gas has been destroyed, would you like me to go on? How many of you out there believe that the Democrats a month ago had a 50 to 43% lead over the Republicans? That's not true. So if they're telling you that a month later, there's now a 3-point advantage for the Republicans, take it with the same grain of salt. It's not a 3-point advantage. It's a 5 to 7 point, maybe even a 10-point advantage on the Republican side now. And who's panicking? Well, it sure the heck isn't the Republicans, although, let's talk politics. Look in your email. If you're one of those people who has ever donated to a party, which I have donated to the Republican Party on several occasions with candidates that I felt absolutely needed it, I have, and yes, I run the Liberty Beacon Project, which is a global news project, but still, I have over 150 requests for donations from Democrats all across the country every single day. And most of them are saying, guess what? We're going to lose unless you help. Guess what? We don't stand a chance unless you give me $25 right now. Guess what? And all of that is every bit as dishonest as the Democrats who's telling you that we're more popular than the Republicans. This is politics in America today, people. Anybody who doubts how many of these I'm actually getting, you come to my house, I will turn on that thing and show them to you. If I donated everything that was asked by the Republicans every single day, okay, we're talking well over $1,000 a day. We're talking close to $500,000 a year I would have to give to the Republicans just to make them happy. Okay. Because if I don't, they're all going to lose. No. Not going to happen. Obviously, the Republicans are hitting away at issues such as Biden. Okay, and again, that is the strong point. Biden is the weak point. Biden hid in his basement for 95% of the election season, and yet supposedly got the largest number of American voters in history to vote for him. Anybody who believes that is a moron. While Republicans and Democrats are predictably polarized on key topics, Biden's weakest issue is inflation. It's the only category cited as highly important by at least 75% of independents. The president's overall approval rating, like I said, has remained in the last couple of days at 38%. I said 36. I was wrong. Occasionally that happens. In September, 2 points above the low water mark reached in June, which was 36%. About half of Americans believe he's doing worse than they expected. About half of Americans. Not true. Because only 41% of Democrats are pleased with the job the president is doing. So that would indicate to me that this poll, again, is lying. Because that would tell me that about 59 to 60% of the population believes he's doing a worse job than what they expected. Only 21% believe he's outperforming their expectations. 21% is probably the lowest number in modern history. Now let's talk about something else. Okay, OPEC could be on the verge of one of the largest production cuts in 2 years, a move the White House officials would undoubtedly have a panic attack over as they attempt to dissuade the 23 crude-producing countries and its allies such as Russia from making the cuts. OPEC is considering cutting 2 million barrels a day in production. That's going to send the cost of oil back up to where it was not too long ago, because the price has fallen. I mean, it's still higher than what it was when he took office, but this move right here would send it back up to where it was and maybe even higher in the worst case scenario. Stop and think about that, okay? But yet, is there any word he is going to open up or increase domestic production? No. The word is that he's going to do everything he can diplomatically and be a threat to force OPEC and Russia into producing more oil and gas to put on the market to keep the price down. Anything in the world but increasing American production, which allowed us to be energy independent when he took office. Are you freaking kidding me? But none of this is a joke. And all of these articles will be embedded in the article that this show is published with tomorrow. You don't have to believe one word I'm saying. But I think most of you do, because Roger says way too often, you don't have to believe one word I'm saying, but the links will be there. The White House mocked for promising better America. The White House is literally being mocked. Joe Bob is promising a better America. And how did they promote it? They promote it with Joe Bob sitting in his classic 1967 Corvette, which gets 14 miles to the gallon. I'm not joking. There's images of him for this promotion sitting in his 1967 14 miles to the gallon Corvette, smiling at you, telling you how things are going to get better. But you better not, especially if you live in California and 10 other states which are jumping on board. You better not buy that Corvette, because in the 2 years, there's going to be less gas burners. In 5 years, there's going to be even less gas burners. And by 2035, you won't be allowed to own that Corvette. You can own it, but you will not be allowed to take it on the road. And if you do, you'll end up in jail. And yet that $60,000 electric vehicle they're going to force you to buy, and there's no way in hell you could ever afford, you can't charge because you're putting a stress on the electric grid. All of this is known. None of this is a joke. We've been hearing about it over and over and over again every single day. It's being forced in our face. Get rid of your gas guzzler. Get an electric vehicle. The gas guzzler I can go down the street and buy for 18 grand. The electric vehicle I can't touch for under 45. And if I want a decent one, it's 65 to 75 grand. And when you have how many people? Millions of people in a city plugging, listen to me, plugging their car in at night, and you're depending on wind power. Yeah, and solar power to charge up 10 million vehicles every single night. On what planet did you live? It's not going to happen. But Joe Bob, getting ready to go to an election, a 2022 midterm election that he's trying to tell everybody how great it is in America, sits in his 14 mile per gallon Corvette and smiles at you like the Cheshire Cat. Not a joke. The pictures and the article will be in the article tomorrow that this show is embedded in. How much more idiotic can you possibly get? But that's what's happening. Okay? Biden's also using tax dollars to boost Democratic registration. Suspecting partisans' intent behind an executive order, instructing federal agencies to submit plans to expand political participation, 9 ranking committee members warned administrators against engaging in the Biden administration's political activities. What they are saying is this is absolutely 100% illegal. And it is. And what does it violate? It violates the Hatch Act, which basically says you cannot do these type of things to benefit a given political entity. Most of what's being done here is being done in blue areas, not in conservative areas. And when that happens, okay, when the Hatch Act is violated, then you have a serious issue. And one of the questions raised by the Republicans is how the department will ensure that federal employees won't violate the Hatch Act in implementing this executive order. The Hatch Act prohibits covered federal employees from using their official titles or positions while participating in political activity, which is defined as activity directed at the successful or failure of a political party. Oh, my God. Where's the majority of this going on, as in 98%? Blue areas. All right. This harkens back to the days of Zuckerbucks, the approximately $400 million from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg that was widely alleged to have been funneled through left-leaning nonprofits to turn out the Democratic vote in the 2020 presidential election. Why hasn't anybody taken them to court for that? That is a definite violation of the Hatch Act, but nobody has touched it. Nobody. Why? They don't want to end up in jail. They don't want to lose their careers. They don't want their bank accounts frozen. In other words, you are being threatened. If you come after us, you will pay. This is America, people, and we're coming up on an election. Everything we're looking at is showing us over and over and over again that we live in Venezuela, that we live in Cuba, that we live in the Soviet Union, that we live in Mao's China. Would you like me to go on? When political parties can intimidate the population to get in line or else, I dare anybody listening to this to prove one thing I've said today is wrong. And if it isn't wrong, why aren't you so damn pissed off your head's about to explode? I don't know, Stephen. Is your head about to explode?
No, but my bladder is.
Well, why don't you go take care of that? Because I'll guarantee you I can talk long enough that you can get back before I'm done.
All right.
Okay. All right. So let's put all of this into, you know, some sort of context. Okay? Authorities are invoking crises to exercise unprecedented power. Emergency rule emergencies. We have emergencies that need us to set up emergency rule. Do you remember what a guy, I don't know, his name was Emmanuel. And he said this during the Obama years, probably right about the time Obama was getting elected. Okay? And that was Rahm Emanuel. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. Emmanuel was at that point the chief of staff to President-elect Barack Obama. And he continued. And what I mean by that is it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. Yeah, that was an intentional pregnant pause. How many times have you seen the president stand up in front of the entire country and tell them that half of the population needed to be demonized as enemies of the state or being seditious, or anybody who said make America great again should probably be beaten to a bloody pulp in the middle of the street because they're trying to destroy America? How many? America has fallen so far in the last 2 years that every single American should have one thought in their mind. What can we do to make America great again? There's no politics assigned to this whatsoever. None. There is no politics assigned to make America great again. It's about making America great again. Because if you can look around me, or you, and tell us that America is great right now, you're a freaking moron. We have fallen so far in 2 years. I'm 68 years old and far from stupid, and I'm aghast. I'm absolutely freaking amazed. But yet, if you're one of those seditious people who happens to think that we should make America great again and not to continue to destroy it to the point where we fit into global governance, if you're one of those people who truthfully believes that this country should be made great again, you need to be called seditious. You need to be called an enemy of the state and a president, number 46. Joe Bob, the dimwit, stood up with his Nazi background and told the entire country that people like me and most of you listening to this show are a danger to America. His words, not mine. Are you setting the stage for an election that you desperately need to win because you failed at everything else? And no, they didn't fail. They have succeeded in everything they attempted to do. They attempted to bring the stock market to the lowest it's been in how long? It's happened. They attempted to destroy the money value, the value of the American dollar. It's in the process. They attempted to destroy the American economy. It's happening. They attempted to destroy the most food, independent nation on the planet. It's happening. They attempted to destroy the nuclear family. It's happened. They attempted to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. If you don't have borders, do not lie to me and tell me we have sovereignty. You're a moron. You need to have absolute borders to be a sovereign nation. So have they succeeded at that? Yes, they have. And they know what's going on is treasonous. And they know what's going on has destroyed the sovereignty of America. They're not only not doing anything about it, they are exacerbating it. They're inviting people from across the planet to breach that border. How many people would say this needs to stop now regardless of? A lot less would say that today than 5 years ago, because today if you say it and the wrong people hear it, you're going to end up in jail. Yeah. You're going to end up in jail under the NDAA or the Patriot Act, and nobody will ever see you again and you'll never get a trial. And far too many people know that and are desperately afraid of that, so they will keep their mouth shut. This is about an election, people. This is about the most important election, not a presidential election even, but this is about the most important election we have seen in many, many years. In my entire lifetime, and I am 68 years old, I remember Eisenhower's speeches in 1960 when I was 6 years old. Nothing has been as bad as what we see today. The treason, the sedition against we the people has never been at the level it's at right now. I'm not telling you that every Republican and every conservative out there is going to do everything they can to make your life better, because if I told you that, you'd know I'm a liar. We've got what's called rhinos. I could give you a bunch of names. like the guy who leads, who is the senior Republican in Senate, and the guy who is, you know, McCarthy, the guy who is the senior Republican in the House, the guy, I could go on and on. I'm not telling you put the Republicans in because they will do everything you wish. What I am saying is they have made a lot of promises. They have an actual plan, which they have published not too long ago. And it has some good footprints in it. Let's walk the walk. The point is we need to be ready to hold them accountable. The point is when you send those people in November to Congress, when you send them to the Senate, make sure they go with the understanding that you work for us and we will be watching you. Because if you trade one bad coin for another bad coin, you still can't buy anything. We are a half a breath away from the total destruction of America, the America we grew up in, the America we loved, the America we wouldn't trade for any other country on the planet. We're about a half a breath away from that falling flat on its face. And if we allow what is happening to continue, somebody will take the other half of that breath, and his name will be Joe Biden. And it won't be him. It'll be those pulling his strings. Anything to say about any of this, Steve? Or have you made it back?
No, I made it back. I'm okay.
I'm joking.
You know, I
anything to say?
I don't know. I thought for 14 years, everything that they've been doing is pushing us to a physical revolt. And that's what their plan is, in my opinion, is a physical revolt, a social revolt, and a race revolt, and, of course, war with China and Russia.
Yep. And that takes care of the two things that Roger has discussed over and over again. If we allow things to continue the way they are right now, if we allow the liberals to maintain power in this country past the midterms, then what we will see is the completion of the plan. What we will see is – what's that?
You asked earlier, would they cheat to the same extent as they did 2 years? No, they wouldn't. They would do it far worse.
Yes. Far more.
Far
absolutely.
More.
That was my closing statement. You just robbed it, and I thank you because you presented it well.
Stole your thunder.
My point is this. Keep an eye open. Be a poll watcher. Ask the people who come out, how did you vote? If they're willing to answer, keep a scorecard. You need to keep your eyeballs open. You need to make sure there's no internet connections. There's ways to do that to any of those voting machines. You need to make sure that ballot boxes aren't brought in at the middle of the night and ballot box stuffing hasn't happened. Keep your eyes open. Have somebody watching polling stations, stations 24/7. Do it in watches if you have to. Videotape the damn thing, even if nothing's happening, just in case something pops out of nowhere. We the people need to step up right about now and get this right. Because is it going to save us this election? No, it's not. But it's going to stall their plans long enough for us to come up with a better plan. Right now, if they win, it's done. Right now, if we win, we've got a little bit more time to come up with a better plan. Have I got that right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are we done?
Yes.
How much time we got?
That's it.
You guys have a really, really good day if you can after listening to my mouth. I appreciate and Steve appreciates everybody who's listening and especially you in the chat. And we're hoping that you all have a long and prosperous and safe life.